presenting, the owner of 3 Grammys and a Tony Award, singer Dee Dee Bridgewater has become one of the finest jazz singers of her generation, selling out halls around the world. And pianist Benny Green is a favorite of mine and of scores of jazz musicians. And this afternoon, we're going to hear 3 songs from Dee Dee and Benny. And Dee Dee Bridgewater, it's a pleasure to have you here. What would you like to start with today?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. And Benny and I thought that we would start with a Miles Davis composition, All Blues. The sea, the sky, and you and I. The sea, the sky, and you and I. We're all blues. Oh, shades, all hues, all blues. Yeah, Benny. Some blues are sad. And so dark and sad, or bright and glad, we're all blues, all shades, all hues are blue. Some blues are sad, and some blues are glad, dark and sad, or bright and glad. Don't you know that we are blues? Blues.
Dee Dee Bridgewater singing, Benny Green at the piano playing. Wow, after that one, we should just stop and call that a day.
Man,
holy cow.
That was great. I just said to Benny, I will follow him anywhere.
Dee Dee, your career began early, and you actually had, as far as I know, a music teacher in the family. Your dad was a great trumpet player and also taught.
Right, correct.
But you didn't do much music learning in school?
No, and my father, he didn't want to teach me, and he told me, I said I wanted to learn piano. But my father came from a generation of musicians that thought that the female should be the singer, and that's it. He never saw me as a musician, which was very interesting to me. So he never taught me any music. I never attended any music schools. And I come from that old school of hearing and feeling. And the music just had to be a part of you. So I grew up in a jazz household. My parents both listened to a lot of jazz music in terms of their record collection. And then I was also a R&B, you know, baby, because I grew up with Motown. I grew up in Flint, Michigan. So when Motown started in 59, you know, I was right there. And one of the groups, one of the early groups on Motown was from Flint, the Marvelettes. And two of the members of the Marvelettes lived one street over from where I lived in Flint. So my aspiration was to be with Motown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but early on, you were actually touring with one of the best big bands in town, the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band.
I think that I'm probably one of the last singers, especially in my generation, and there's not many singers in my actual generation in their 60s. But I was one of the last singers to come out of the big band school. I even before I started with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra, I was with the University of Illinois Jazz Band.
Yeah.
So I was with them for a year. And then when my first husband, Cecil Bridgewater, and I moved to New York City, Cecil was hired in the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra, and they had a male singer, and then they wanted to change, and I got that position. So my teachers were people like Thad Jones. I really credit Thad Jones with a lot of how I hear and approach music. The way that I will do a set list, that all comes from Thad. The way that Thad taught me to sing a melody first and then improvise so that a listener knows that, okay, this is the song, and they know the melody, then they can appreciate the improvisation when I go into the scatting, or even if I just want to improvise on the melody when I'm singing the lyric. So I've always followed that rule. And he also taught me never to listen to singers. So you cannot ask me about any singers because I can't tell you anything except what I hear on a radio. But and if I listen to singers, they are outside of jazz. So that I don't have that influence. You know, I think sometimes when we listen to, if we go to hear a singer perform, we can say, oh, that singer's listened to, and you can, you know, name a list. But I think that when you listen to me, that you don't get that same sense. At least I hope not.
Yeah, it seems like you were trained more as a musician than a singer.
Yeah, I appreciate the musician. I, like I said, I wanted to be a musician. I just bought my first piano, and I'm going to try to teach myself, you know, because now, thanks to the internet, you can actually find piano programs that you can download. Okay. So I'm going to try, you know, in the little bits of times that I have at home, you know, to start working on some stuff for myself. And then when I'm out on the road, then I can, you know, consult people like Benny Green, my pianist, Edsel Gomez, you know, and then the musicians, you know.
Let's hear another song. Dee Dee Bridgewater singing Benny Green at the piano.
Hush now, don't explain. Just say you'll remain. I'm glad.
You back, don't explain. Sweet quiet. explain. You know that you are my joy and pain. Is yours, love? Don't explain.
This may be the start of something big. Benny. Ooh, you know what I call that? Soul food.
Mm-hmm.
That was some good soul food right there.
Dee Dee Bridgewater live in the studios here at KPLU with pianist Benny Green. I wanted to ask Benny a couple of quick questions. We're running a little bit short on time, but I had to know to hear more from Benny about Magic Beans, the new trio record coming very, very soon. Tell us about this record.
Oh, thank you. And hello, everyone. So wonderful to be here with this magnificent queen. I'm very excited about my new record, Magic Beans, because it's a few firsts for me. It's my first time producing my own record. I guess I've been recording as a leader for about 25 years. And first time I did that, it's really nice not to have anyone saying what they think you do best or what they'd like to hear more of. And then I wrote all the music myself, which is really, really a kick. And I'm just exploring that, you know, I can be at home and take my time and really consider if there's a story I want to tell or a kind of emotion I'd like to impart. I can really take my time thinking about what notes I'd like to choose to allow that. And so it's really a kick for me writing music. And I'm playing with two of my closest friends and greatest musicians in the world on recording, Peter Washington on bass, who I was a jazz messenger with Art Blakey 25 years ago, and Kenny Washington on drums, who I've known even longer. So, I hope people will like the music. And again, we want to thank you so much for having us here, and thank you. We have some wonderful supporters here in the audience. Yes. We want to thank you for being with us in the studio, and also everyone out there listening, thank you so much for supporting the music. We truly love you.
Benny Green at the piano, Dee Dee Bridgewater singing. We've got time for one more song. We'd love to hear one. Yeah, we can get one more song in.
Cool. Da 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning. The beauty of this music is not having to rehearse. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow, a candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, honey, I see the light. Well, I used to ramble through the park. I did some shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a full alarm fire now. Ooh, I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now, when your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Thank you.
dad and just good luck to your papa. Yeah, I am the day so perfectly dear. Scott, let up, let up, let up. Used to ramble through the park, did some shadow boxing in the dark, and then you came and caused a spark that's a fire now. But now that your lips are burning mine, honey, I see the light. Oh, oh, you know, I see the light. Ooh, when you kiss me, I feel all right. Ow, I see the light. Scoot and doop, doop. Do
Oh, I think it's when we work in an intimate setting like this, I feel like we kind of get inside of each other's heads a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just fascinating to leave yourself open and receptive to the other person like this. Amazing. Benny Green, amazing.
That was a real treat for us. Dee Dee Bridgewater singing. Benny Green at the piano. Let's hear it for her one more time.
Love you, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Thank you. This was great.